Welcome to the live Implant Graphics webinar, Cracking the Code to Web-to-Print Success, sponsored by PTI Marketing Technologies. I'm Bob Neubauer, editor of Implant Graphics and the host of today's event. Before we get started, let me give you a few quick tips to help you make the most of today's webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, click the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark or use the Q&A box to let us know. You can also use that Q&A box to submit questions to our panelists. We'll be addressing them at the end of the hour, but you can send them in at any time. Turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so you can utilize all of the controls on this console. And click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn how to better use this console and how to customize your experience. So here today to discuss lessons learned while implementing web-to-print technology, we have Howie Fenton, Senior Consultant at NAPL, and Jim Sinclair, Print Production Manager for the International Association of Lions Clubs. We're going to start off today with the very recently married Howie Fenton. Most implant managers have heard of Howie, who has given presentations at all the major implant conferences, as well as at Graph Expo a few weeks ago. In the presentations I've seen by Howie, he talks about four strategies: benchmarking performance, better workflow procedures, software automation tools, and surveys that analyze your customer's perception of your implant's value. During his 20-plus years in the industry, which included a stint managing a quick printing business, Howie has been a trusted advisor to implant managers, drawing his advice from NAPL research and personal visits to implants in many different industries. He's authored 5 books and written countless articles, some of them for Implant Graphics, where his focus is on helping implants increase their value and competitiveness. So without any more delay, I'd like to bring in Howie Fenton. Welcome, Howie.
Thanks, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. So as Bob said, my name is Howie Fenton. I'm a senior consultant for NAPL. What that means is on Monday morning when most people are driving to work, I'm driving to the airport, getting on a plane, and going to somebody else's shop. Recently, within the last 10 years, I've been focusing a lot of attention on implants. My areas of expertise are technology, workflow, and benchmarking implant performance. So I spend a lot of time in implants. The information that I'm going to share with you today comes from the consulting assignments that I've worked with, both implant and commercial, and 4 research projects that we've worked on in the last 7 years. 2 digital services studies that we've done. I work very closely with Andy Paparozzi, who is our chief economist at NAPL, and we've been working very closely on these digital studies for a number of years now, as well as the web-to-print study that we recently published in December of 2013, and the workflow investment study that we just unveiled at the Graph Expo show. And as we've gone through each one of these surveys, we've learned more about how to ask the right questions and how to learn more about how leading companies implement these technologies successfully as opposed to the rest of the industry. So you'll hear me throughout the presentation talk about leaders, and we've got definitions that we use for leaders that usually has a component of sales and profitability in it. Most of our research is done with both implants and commercial printers, but we have much more commercial printers than we do implants. Before we start, I thought I'd just share with you a little bit of information from our upcoming State of the Industry report, and this has not been published yet. This is a slide that I borrowed from Andy at the Graph Expo show. What we're seeing this year is a lot of what we've seen over the last couple of years, which means that when companies were asked, how do prices compare to last year, the answers that we saw were about half of them said that prices are about the same, 40% said it was higher, 7.4% said lower. When we asked companies, how does profitability compare, about 50% or a little bit less said that profitability was slightly higher, which is good news for our industry. 22% said the same, 30% said lower. And when we asked how sales were this year or the first half of this year compared to the first half of last year, the best news, perhaps, is that 65% of our respondents said that sales were better this year in the first half than they were in the first half of last year. 34% or 35% said lower. So the overall picture here that we're seeing is that we're still struggling with very competitive prices, still struggling with value added or profitability, depending if you're an implant or a commercial shop, and we're struggling with seeing increasing sales. But the best news, I think, is that we're starting to see more increasing sales. So the title that we're talking about, or the subject that we're talking about today, is web to print. So the web to print solutions that are out there in the marketplace range from a minimum of investment of about $7,000 all the way up to over $100,000. Generally, what determines the price is the number of features that you have and how elaborate those features are implemented. So some of the features that are seen in web-to-print solutions are estimates, and it's really not estimates, to be honest. It's really more price sheet-based pricing. So your customer logs in and says they want 250 business cards, two-color, one-sided. It goes to a price sheet. It doesn't actually go directly to the PrintMIS system and create an estimate. So there's estimates is one feature. Ordering is one of the most important features that we see. Templated-based design, meaning that your customer logs into a template like a business card, and they type in their name, their mail stop, their extension number, and then they can see a PDF of that right away and automatically order that for them. Variable data printing, job submission, pre-flight proofing, and job tracking are all the major features that we see in web-to-print solutions. In the 2012 digital services study that we did at NAPL, we asked people who was offering web-to-print and who was planning to offer web-to-print. And at that time, at the 2012 study, we found that 50% said that they were offering web-to-print and 78% said they were planning to offer web-to-print. One of the interesting things that we've learned over the years is that there's wildly different definitions of what web-to-print is. So unless you define exactly what you're asking, you can see some wildly different numbers, all the way from 33% to 75% adoption rate. And as we've done more and more studies, we've become more and more careful in defining what we mean by web-to-print. Originally, when we started asking these questions, a lot of people thought that if you just submit a file with an email, or if you just use an FTP site, that was considered a web-to-print solution, and that's not really what it is. So in 2012, 50% said they were using it, 78% in 2 years. When we asked which features that they use, what we found is that number one, 76% said the ability to input job specifications, get estimates, and submit jobs. Number two was PDF proofs, the ability to get PDF proofs. Some solutions offer inline PDF proofs. Most people don't, unless it's a template-based solution, don't get that option and often have to email that back to them. Customization of jobs is about 46%, 43% store client ordering or reordering. When we asked about increasing sales and profitability, and this is a very interesting topic, and we can't really do it justice, but one of the keys is when we asked this question, it did not have to relate directly to work that you got from the web-to-print solution. So we asked companies, did web-to-print, offering that solution, help increase your sales? Did web-to-print help to increase your profitability, regardless of whether or not the work was sent through the web-to-print solution? 52% said yes, it did increase their sales, and 36% said that it increased their profitability. And that's going to become more important in two more slides when we show you more recent information about that. In the 2013 web-to-print study that we just published in December of last year, we asked what features companies offered. 69% said the ability to create and submit jobs, 66% the ability to send large files, 63% said the ability to view, markup, and approve PDF proofs, 54% ability to tie it to a credit card, and that's one of the main advantages of a web-to-print solution, and it's one of the ways that the solution really prefers to work is to actually charge it directly to a credit card, and 54% said it enhanced the ability to ship. So here's the slide that I referred to a second ago. So if you remember what we looked at in the 2012 study, 52% said that web-to-print had increased their sales. In the 2013 study, which is almost 2014, it was published in December, 58% said that offering a web-to-print solution actually increased their sales. In the 2012 study, we said 36% said that it increased their profitability. In the 2013 or 2014 study, we found that 56.5% of the companies said that it increased their profitability. So clearly, a significant growth in both sales and profitability from those companies using web-to-print. And again, it did not necessarily mean that more work went to the web-to-print solution. It also enhanced overall sales and overall profitability. When we asked in the 2013 study what were the benefits associated with a web-to-print solution, the number one answer was increasing efficiency and automation, and that makes a lot of sense because what a web-to-print solution does, better than almost anything else that it does, is it helps eliminate time in your process. It helps eliminate the time that an estimator might have to make to create an estimate. It might eliminate the time used by a customer service rep to create a job ticket. It might even, in some of the more elaborate solutions that tie into a pre-press PDF workflow solution, it can even do some of the tasks like pre-flighting. So it's one of the major benefits of a web-to-print solution is it really helps streamline your production. It makes it more difficult for clients to leave, 59% said that, and that's another significant advantage. Once you have customers ordering using templated-based solutions or whatever elaborate tools you might have created for them, they're less likely to leave you. It sort of creates sort of a stickiness, as we often refer to in the industry. It enhances the company's image, 49% said that, and that ties directly into this increase in sales and increase in profitability that we saw, even though companies did not have to use that solution to see that increase in sales and profitability, and also, of course, reduced costs. So in 2013, we started to get our first inclinations that not everything was hunky-dory. We did see increases in sales and profitability, and a lot of people talked about increases in productivity. But we started to see that not everybody was successful with a web-to-print solution. So, for example, under disadvantages, 58% said that less than 5% of their customers were using it. 70% said that less than 10% of their customers were using it. 51% said that they were only using a limited number of features, and 22% reported that they had struggled with either their implementation or their integration into other systems, such as their print MIS solution or their prepress PDF workflow solution. So a little bit of a good news, bad news scenario here. It works great for certain clients. What we find over and over again is that for certain customers, it's the preferred way that they order, but not everybody likes to order through a web-to-print solution. Certain applications tend to work better as well, things like business cards, letterhead. The templated-based solutions tend to work much better. We'll talk more about some of the ways that leaders were more successful than the rest of the industry in a few more slides. Forgot to advance the slide. Sorry about that. Workflow software investments. The most recent study that we've done that includes web-to-print was the workflow study that we published at Graph Expo. We asked about 9 different software packages, and when we asked our participants what was the most worthwhile investments, no surprise, web-to-print turned out to be number one on that list. Almost 61% of the people that we asked, when we asked what was the most worthwhile investments, said that web-to-print was their most worthwhile investment, followed by pre-press PDF workflow solutions, VDP, variable data printing software, and print MIS solutions. We dug a little deeper, and it's a little bit confusing here, but you can see on the left-hand side of this figure, web-to-print, print MIS, PDF workflow solutions. And then the first two columns to the right of that is leaders no investment, laggards no investment. And what that really means is we asked who has not invested. We asked the leading companies who has not invested, and we asked the rest of the industry who has not invested. So it's really, if you want to look at this as a positive way, when you say, okay, what percentage of leaders did invest in web-to-print solution? The actual number is 100 minus 11, which would be 89, or 28%, which would be 72 for laggards. So one of the interesting things that we see very clearly here in the top four software categories is that leaders have invested more than the rest of the industry in terms of percentage of companies. And then if you go all the way to the right, we see that leaders actually invest more financially in these solutions as well. So leaders invest more, and they invest a greater percentage of them A greater percentage of them invest, and a greater percentage of them invest more money, which is interesting. Digging deeper into this, and one of the most interesting things that came out of this study, was we asked participants what was their most worthwhile investments and what was their least worthwhile investments. This is where things start to get very interesting. As you can see, if you look at that orange arrow, over 140 companies said that Web to Print was their most worthwhile investment, and about 42 companies said it was their least worthwhile investment. And the question is why? What are the leaders doing, or why are some companies more successful with a Web to Print solution, and why are some companies very dissatisfied or frustrated with their web-to-print solution? So to sort of iron out that ironic or that most investment, least investment thing, we created this index that we call the Investment Worthiness Index, where we subtract the people who say it's the most worthwhile from the people that say it's the least worthwhile to sort of normalize all these different scores to get a better idea of really what the worthiness is. Web-to-print ended up being tied with the pre-press PDF workflow for the number one most worthy investment, followed by PrintMIS and VDP software. And then we dug even further. We separated those companies who were leaders from the rest of the industry and categorized it by worthiness. So what you can see here is that the companies that were leaders were considered their investments in their technology significantly better than those companies who were not leaders, or laggards, as we say. So 65% of the leaders said that their investment in web-to-print solutions was their most successful, most worthwhile solution, while only about 18% of the rest of the industry said that their investment was their most worthwhile. Their investment in a web-to-print solution was their most worthwhile investment. Again, what does that mean? Well, we tried to combine this with all the other research that we've done over the years, all the digital research that we've done, all the state of the industry reports. That's my colleague there, Andy Paparozzi, in the right-hand corner making a presentation, holding one of the state of the industry reports in his hand. And we're starting to learn more about why some companies are more successful in their implementations than others. So I've created this. This was a presentation that I think I made at the IPMA show, Seven Secrets of Leaders. So one of the things that leaders do better is they measure their performance. They create key performance indicators that helps them monitor their performance. And it's important to find a good measure that truly demonstrates what you're doing. Output per hour theories, how many sheets come off of a device, how many pages you print in a month, are not necessarily good indicators of performance. They benchmark their performance. They compare their performance to either industry standard or to leaders in the industry. So oftentimes, one of the key performance indicators that we use is sales per employee, and we'll say that $125,000 per sales per employee is the industry standard, and $180,000 is leaders' performance. So not only do leaders measure their performance, but they benchmark it both against the industry standard and the leaders. And this helps them demonstrate their value to their parent organization. Leaders focus more on finance. They don't necessarily wait till the end of the year to see how they're doing. Leaders hire and train better, and we see this across all of our studies. And this is one of the surprises that I learned when I joined NAPL, is that consistently across every study that we do, leaders are better at hiring and training their staff more than any other leader indicator. Leaders tend to act more on measurements to improve. So leaders like report cards. Leaders like measuring and comparing their performance and reporting that to their administration. Leaders use best-in-class technology. I think we proved in one of the three slides ago, that leaders tend to invest and be more successful in their investments. We also saw that leaders tend to talk to their customers, listen to their customers, and build new products with more value. How does that relate to the four secrets of Web to Print? Well, here are some of the conclusions that I have come to. I'd be more than interested to hear if others agree or disagree with this. But my conclusion is that leaders tend to listen better to the needs of their customers in building their web-to-print solutions, and then are more successful at addressing their customers' needs when they need to overcome the problems. It's inevitable. Let me repeat that. It's inevitable, no matter what technology you try to implement, that there's going to be some problems. It doesn't matter if it's a web-to-print solution, a print-to-MIS solution, a variable data printing solution, a PDF workflow solution. Whenever you try to implement a new technology, you're going to run into some problems. One of the things that we think is going on is that leaders are faster at identifying those problems. Leaders are better at identifying the root causes of those problems, and leaders are better at building permanent solutions to those problems. And you can see here I say not Band-Aids. In other words, long-term solutions. So this is one of the, this is my interpretation of why are leaders more successful with web to print than the rest of the industry. And another thing, leaders invest more, leaders hire and train more. We talked about that. But another thing that I wanted to mention, and this comes directly from a previous presentation that Implant Graphics did earlier this year, is that implants tend to be more successful in motivating their customers to use their implants. And one of the people that I work with, Danny Kirkland from HealthSouth, made a presentation earlier this year, and he talked about how much he was able to drive people to use the web-to-print solution. I think something like number of jobs in 2010 for Danny was about 29,000. After he implemented his web-to-print solution, 53,000 jobs came in. And his revenue changed from about $3.6 million to $7.5 million. And what that showed, which is one of the emerging factors that I think a leading company does in working with a web-to-print solution, is they sit down and they talk to their customers, they demonstrate the features, and they better motivate their customers to use a web-to-print solution. And in that same presentation that was done by Implant Graphics, Gail Udall from OSU showed a very similar slide where she talked about how she had no users beginning in 2011, and by 2014 she had 2,700 users successfully using the web-to-print solution. And I think that's another feature of a successful web-to-print solution, is that you really get your customers to use it. Maybe you build specific templates. Maybe you go beyond the simple business cards and letterhead and stationery, and maybe you create, and there's some great case histories on the Podi website that talk about how you can actually take newsletters and utilize the web-to-print solution to utilize a template of a newsletter. So the more you can motivate your customers to use a web-to-print solution, the more successful that web-to-print solution will be. Bob, I'm going to turn it over to you now. And if anyone's interested, let me just say one more thing. If anyone's interested in the workflow investment study, I'll be more than glad to send you an executive summary of that. If you just drop me an email, I'll send that out to you. Okay, Bob?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Howie. And now we're going to hear from an implant that has instituted web-to-print and learn about some of his experiences, which will hopefully help you. So I'm going to introduce now Jim Sinclair, who is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the implant for Lions Clubs International, whose 1.35 million members perform community volunteer work all over the country. Jim is also in charge of outsourcing the print runs that are too large for his Chicago area implant to handle. He's been the print production manager there since 2008 and has been in the printing industry for more than 25 years. So, Jim, are you ready?
I'm ready, Bob.
All right. Well, welcome.
Okay. Well, thanks for the introduction. And again, my name is Jim Sinclair. I'd like to start off with a brief history of the club, the Lions Club. We're a service organization that was founded in 1917. And we were founded as a way for business groups back then to get together and make a difference in their communities. And then that branched out and grew, and then it was make a difference in the world. And as Bob says, we have 1.3 million members to date. There's 46,000 clubs in over 200 countries and geographic areas. The international headquarters where the implant is located, we're outside of Chicago. The role of the international headquarters is to administer to those 46,000 clubs. So we here develop ideas, broad ideas and projects for the clubs to get involved in. We come up with initiatives for them to participate in. We encourage and aid the clubs with membership and recruiting drives. And we also are responsible for marketing and public relations of the Lions Club's brand. And the implant here supports all that. I support all the printing needs that these initiatives and ideas generate. We print a wide variety of material, anywhere from dues statements that go out to every club throughout the world. We print collateral material for the projects and recruiting aids. We also print binder materials and assignment guides for our leadership training seminars. We also do business cards and letterheads and stuff like that. Now, my role here is to manage all that and to make sure that it runs as smoothly as possible. The history of the implant, back in the day, we had about 25 or 30 employees. We had two 40-inch presses, a Diddy web press. We did letter press with manual letter typesetting stuff. We had full bindery capabilities, and then in the mid-2000s, we got into the digital age with Xerox DocuColor and a Xerox Nuvera. But unfortunately, declining volume and mismanagement led to the upper management in closing the print shop in 2008. In 2008, I was the free press person here, and I was then kept on as a man to mainly outsource every print job we do. So my role would have been outsourcing, but as I sat and looked at it, I felt that I using the digital equipment we had, I could at least keep some of the jobs in house and not have to outsource everything. And my managers agreed to that. So I set out in addressing and into reinventing the implant, trying to figure out what went wrong and where we could, you know, grow. And I came up with a 5-year goal to reinvent the implant. And one of the goals was to make the implant easier for the end user. Make it so we could produce materials in a time frame that was more like the industry standard. And easy for the end user, and the ability to grow and offer new opportunities for our end users. So some of the issues I found were that our implant was not user-friendly. It took too long to turn jobs around. We were outsourcing way too many jobs. We didn't have a handle on costs. We were not competitive with the print industry. And our billing was inaccurate and outdated. So finding solutions for that was obviously my goal, and what I had to do, obviously, was to bring in the right equipment to get the jobs done. So first off, I knew we were going to go all digital, so the printers and the finishing equipment had to be, you know, easy to operate, totally digital. I'm a one-man shop. I run the whole implant. Not only manage it, but I also produce everything here. So because of that, everything needed to be automated. And with the help of my Rico salesman, that's the printers I use, they introduced me to Web2Print. And Web2Print has looking at it made sense to use it. It fit every issue that we had. It was a solution for every problem that we had. First thing I noticed is it was user friendly. It would streamline the order processing from start to finish. The old way we used to do it was a paper trail of this requisition goes to that person and it goes from here to there to there. Now with the Web2Print, the way it would work was they would log into a catalog and they would have access to their items that way. Job tickets and scheduling were, you know, I saw the need for improvement in that, and Web2Print fit that, automatically generating the job tickets, easily for me to figure out what jobs need to be done, and what time frame they need to be done in. It also helped in setting costs and making the cost more real. Customers could log on and see how much their jobs were gonna cost them. And then obviously the billing end of it was totally streamlined. And then a benefit that I found that I didn't know about was the monthly reports that our customers could generate. Every month they could keep track of what they're ordering. So that was a good thing to have. And this slide shows a sample of our catalog. Each catalog is set up for each department. Each department orders different products. So one department can't see another department's products. It just makes it streamlined. It makes it easier for them to order, not make any mistakes. Also in the checkout process, we've got cost center set up. We don't charge back. We're all budgeted. So we don't actually, there's no money that changes hands. So it's all done with cost centers and billing, and budgets. And I'm able, through the print store, I'm able to isolate each department to have their own cost center, so there's no errors in that. Now, the implementing of the print store was a lot easier than I thought it would be. What I did is I brought on each department one at a time. We've got about 20 or 25 departments here. Some order more than others. Some just order little stuff like office supplies, and some order, you know, large print runs. So I brought them on one at a time, and building each catalog, it made it easier for them to start using it. They would start using it, and then I'd move on to the next one. So the launch day, so to speak, wasn't really a big fanfare. It wasn't like, ta-da, we're going to launch. It was more of, the old system is now dead, and we will now use the new system. And that process took a couple of months to get everyone online and working on it. The benefits right away, within the first couple of months, it freed up two people in the chain of getting orders done. Orders were placed, and someone had to enter those orders into a system. And then the billing reports had to be entered into our billing system. And the Web2Print solution took care of that. So now the orders were done automatically, and the billing was done automatically. There was no need for people to sit there for, you know, days on end entering information. It also freed up my time. Obviously, being a one-man show, I was able to not have to worry about checking on jobs. They'd come right to my email. I'd see them. Also, the PDFs were sent to me directly. I just queue them right up to my printers, and off I went. And then, obviously, I mentioned the billing was streamlined. So now the one thing that I found as I was going through this was the excitement of our end users. As one department came on, another department would see how they were doing it, and they would come to me asking when I would get them online. So for me, I didn't have any resistance to the change. It was done very easily. And then the other benefit that I got from the online print store is the personalization. We do a lot of personalized items, certificates, and like the business cards. You know, people log in, their templates are set, they just put the information in, and it's easy for them. The other thing I found with the web to print was the potential for growth. We are mainly, everything is done inside. I have no outside customers, so everything is done from inside customers. But this web to print gives me the potential to grow, to expand to the outside of the building. Maybe even allowing clubs from around the world to place orders for items and kits. I also have the ability to do more personalization. Designing, you can design on the fly where customers can put in pictures that they want. The growth is just, I could go on and on, but I don't do that stuff yet, so that's something that I want to get into. Now, this slide here, trying to show some kind of numbers that not justify, but at least reflect how the web to print has affected my implant. Back in 2011 when I implemented it, I was doing a little under 3,000 jobs, and as you can see in the chart, it's grown to well over 5,000 jobs, and I'm online on pace to do 5,500 jobs this year. Jobs can be anywhere from, 20,000 brochures to, 10 sell sheets. So that doesn't reflect the number of pages I'm doing, it just reflects the number of jobs and how many times people are logging into their catalogs and placing orders. And then on the other side, the yearly sales. And again, our sales are not billed to make a profit. That is our cost. So as you see the sales going up, what the chart I don't have is the outsourcing sales going down. As web print got more and more, and I was able to do more, my outsourcing went down, well, as much as, also. So the benefits the web to print has brought me, so obviously it's allowed me to increase the amount of work I do while maintaining the current level of manpower, me, because I'm the only one who does it. It integrated seamlessly with our billing program, and it streamlined the entire process. And then the main thing, the one thing that I love to say, is it's brought my implant into the 21st century. Before, we were so outdated and cumbersome. Now we're streamlined, we're 21st century, we're web-based. It just makes it a lot nicer. It's allowed me to streamline the personalization. I've increased the amount of things we personalize, and the time frame that it took to do that before the web to print. So we've gained there too. And then it also gives me the possibility to expand outside of our building. So one thing I'd like to say, if I could make such a bold statement, is that the web to print is the reason it saved my implant. If it wasn't for web to print, I probably would not be operating this implant right now. So that's a bold statement, but I do feel that it is pretty accurate. So thank you for your time, and I'll throw it back to Bob.
Wow, thank you, Jim. Yes, that is a bold statement, but I can see in your case how that seems to make sense. Curious about the outsourcing figures. Well, first of all, I was wondering, do you take in any work through the web-to-print system that ends up being sent out, or is it all get done in-house?
Yeah, there's jobs. We do a lot of reprints, because our items are inventoried, so we do a lot of reprints, and some of these reprint items we know we're printing a lot of. So those items are set up in the catalog as zero cost with a note to the customer that job will be outsourced, so they know. It's just a way for us to keep track. They can keep track using the monthly reports on what they've ordered. So it's done that way just so they can keep track of it.
Sure. One thing you didn't mention was which software you're using.
Oh, I'm sorry. I use PTI's Marcom.
Mm-hmm. What's it?
I've got a question for you, Jim, if you don't mind. So
sure.
After hearing what you just said, if you were to get that survey that we sent out, would you consider your web-to-print solution as your most worthwhile investment or your least worthwhile investment?
I would. It's my most worthwhile. Go ahead.
And which features do you think make it the most worthwhile? What the specific features that you utilize? What is it that you utilize the most? Is it the online ordering or the templated business cards? Which of those features do you use the most?
Well, actually, it would be your top three. If the online ordering is the main thing, because the implant is here to serve or to take orders from our customers upstairs, you know, the people in the building. So giving them the ability to just be able to click, 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 done, and move on to their next project. Also, another thing that I really gained on is the PDF that I would get from the personalized templates that I can just go right to the press with. It saves me a lot of time where I don't have to open up, in InDesign, I don't have to set type, I don't have to write PDFs. It comes through the system already done. And then obviously the VDP software, the VDP part of it is another big thing that would probably, I rank as third for me.
Do you think there's a possibility that you'll get so busy that you'll be able to justify hiring another person even though you've got this incredibly efficient system?
Well, that's my goal. My goal has always been to bring the print shop back to normal, back to the way, you know, it was. Maybe not 25 people, but definitely 2-3 people. As I expand and in the next 5 years, I'd like to, like I said, like to branch out to the outside world, to our clubs outside, and support them with print materials. And definitely if I do that, I could probably justify getting help getting more workers, yeah.
Did you have to justify it? Did you have to cost justify the purchase with your administration before you got approval on the spending?
Yes and no. In a roundabout way, I did. I had to cost justify everything, and web to print was just part of it. I had to cost justify the new printers I wanted to bring in, the new bindery equipment I wanted to bring in, and of course the web to print system I wanted to bring in. So they justified it as a whole, and they justified it in a way of not dollars saved, but yes and no, time saved, dollars saved, how it would streamline everything and how it would make everyone else's job easier. You know, when people spend less time ordering print material, then they can be more productive in other areas. So it's cost saving there too.
Have you ever heard from your customers either a survey or a focus group where you hear that they're just loving it?
Not in such a formal way where, you know, my customers are upstairs. They're on the I'm in the basement, so they're on the first and second floor. So for me, walking through the hallways, you know, I'll get, hey, I love this, or, you know, good job, or, you know, you've made our job a lot easier kind of stuff. So no formal survey, but definitely a lot of accolades.
Does anybody come back with the opposite and say, boy, I wish you could go back to the old way?
No. Not at all.
I've never had anybody.
And I've, you know, we've increased what I, you know, what I offer them. As I mentioned before, they can order office supplies through me, that streamline that process. So as we keep going year after year, I keep keep adding and adding, and so, yeah, they all love it.
You know, one of the advantages that you've got, Jim, and I know that it's tough being a one-man show and you're the only person in your shop, but you don't have to worry about other people sabotaging your attempts. In a lot of other institutions that try to implement web to print, sometimes the customer service people feel like it's going to take their job away. In a commercial shop, sometimes the salespeople feel threatened by a web to print solution, and they actually discourage customers from using it because the salespeople like to go out and meet with the customers, or the CSRs like to talk to them on the phone. But if you ask customers, there's fewer and fewer customers today, regardless of if you're an implant or a commercial shop, who say, yeah, I really enjoy getting on the phone and talking about my kids and the dog and things like that while I'm ordering my printing, because people just don't have time anymore to do that.
Well, I would, you know, as far as taking jobs away, for me, the web, like I said, the web to print has saved my job. So the web to print is keeping me from being outsourced. We're one of the only service organizations in the country that still do their own in-house printing. Everyone else has seen the need to outsource it. And I think that is because they don't have a system like web to print.
One thing I was curious about when we were talking at Graph Expo, Jim, you mentioned office supplies, ordering. Can you talk about the non-print revenue, the non-print orders that are coming through the system?
Well, the non-print revenue, the non-print orders are still print-related, envelopes and letterhead and colored stock that we would use upstairs and printers upstairs. That's just a way of saving more money because I'm buying it anyway. Before, what used to happen is the print shop would order their own paper, and then some other department would order their paper, and another department would order their paper. So we've just made it all in one spot, and then I offer it back through the print store. And again, as a way to keep track of how much is being used, and you know the need for it. So, but we do have a whole club supplies area where we sell shirts and pens, and you know you go onto the website and you can find a whole club supplies catalog. My goal, maybe the 10-year goal, would be to incorporate that with my web to print system. But you know I don't know if that'll ever happen. But it would sure be nice. Sure could handle it.
Any other examples of jobs that might come through that aren't printed products? I mean, is there any, like, you know, a digital project that might come through that's...
No, printed? Really. The only thing that would be non-printing would be when someone orders, you know, yellow stock. They want a ream of yellow stock upstairs for their printer to do their memos on. So that's pretty much it. I don't do... now, I outsource some certificates that have gold foil seals and stuff like that, but no.
Okay. What digital printers do you have there?
I use the Ricoh 901 pluses.
Okay.
I've got two of them. They're color machines. And again, as I said before, automation was very important. So both of them have full booklet making capabilities. And so, you know, you print and out pops a book. I do print a lot of manuals and books. So that just made sense for me.
So now, would a web-to-print system like this, someone has asked if this would replace their current MIS system, and would it be able to pass information back and forth from their current system? Do you have any feel for that?
I don't have any feel for that. No, I don't. That's not something I would know about.
Not in your experience? Yeah, I suppose no. That would be a vendor, more of a vendor question about a specific technology.
Hey, Bob. Try to take a stab at if you want.
Please.
I'll try to answer Mr. Gilbert Gomez's question about what's replaced my current MIS system. So it really depends on how you want your work to flow through your shop. Do you want it to work entirely through your – you can have, and a lot of companies do, their entire business based on their web-to-print solution where everything goes through it, and usually that means that you have to have very standardized products. You can't have a lot, you know, like Jim just said, you can't have foil stamping or a piece that's oversized. Anything that doesn't fit into a sort of a very standard type of a job, you can't necessarily do through a web-to-print solution, so you have to tie it to a, you have to have a print MIS system to do the estimating, the job ticketing, and the billing, and those steps like that. So you can use a web-to-print solution for everything that you do if you have very standardized products. Or, and a lot of companies do this as well, you could have two different workflows. You could have a print MIS workflow that has the standard customer service, estimating, sales, that sort of thing. And then you've got the web-to-print solution, which is a separate. So most of the companies that I see have two parallel workflows going on, a print MIS workflow and a web-to-print workflow. So you can have it as all one, but that's only a standardized product. Most people have a parallel workflow.
Good. I appreciate that. And a couple of people have commented in the question box about their implants doing exactly that and sharing data between their web-to-print and their MIS and also company financial products, that kind of thing. So I wanted to ask you, Jim, a little bit about the training. First of all, were there any training issues you faced that you'd like to, warn others about or tell others about? And who did the training?
I was trained on how to build templates, how the system worked, how to set up catalogs. So I was trained on that. PTI sent me, or I went out to PTI, and I was trained there by them. And then I came back here and implemented it. I built the templates. I set up the catalogs. And I'm the administrator of the site, obviously. Training the individual users. As I was setting up their catalogs, I would show them step-by-step how to do it. I've got a step-by-step instruction sheet. It's pretty redundant once you get used to it. And if you ever shopped at Amazon or any other store like that, the print store, works the exact same way. So there really wasn't a lot of training that I needed to do to my end users. I had to show them how to do it. That's pretty much all. Now, the template building was the hardest part, getting used to that. And it is the most time-consuming for me. But because a lot of our stuff is repeat print, once I set up a template, it's pretty much set up. So I don't have to go back to that. Some of the VDP stuff, some of the personalized stuff, I have to update with new president signatures or dates. So that does take me some time. But not, obviously I'm still doing everything else, so I'm able to juggle that as well.
Good. Just a remark to the audience, a lot of you are sending in your questions, which is great. I'm trying to go through them and ask them as we can. But I just want to remind anyone who's got something they want to ask to please type it in there. Somebody did ask if you offer wide format services for posters, or is that something you would outsource?
As of right now, I would outsource that. That is something I have been looking into for the future, obviously, to grow into that. I would love to be able to do that. We do have a little bit of a need for it, and I think if I offered it, we would have a lot more need. But that's something that I want to do in the future. So for right now, we do outsource that stuff.
Okay. And so in your presentation, when you were mentioning the amount of outsourcing going down, is that specifically because of the web to print enabling you to do them in-house, would you think?
I would say maybe not directly, indirectly, definitely, because it frees me up. Before I would have to bill, when I was billing in the old system, it would take me 3 or 4 days to do that. And that would keep me from doing other things. I was setting up certificates with names and stuff, and that's keeping me from doing other things. So the web to print has freed me up in a lot of different areas. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what I would say indirectly.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. One of the questions we had submitted ahead of time that I had mentioned to you, we talked about how robust a website do you need to run web to print, and I know you, why don't you speak how your website is hosted.
Well, our website, even though we have a full IT in-house, we house our own lionsclubs.org website. My print store, as I call it, is housed through PTI. They're the ones who handle all the maintenance and all that other stuff. Our IT would have to actually create a whole new system for them to do that, so it was just easier for us to let PTI take care of it. And it's really, I don't feel any lag or, logging in and uploading files and stuff like that. So they do a very good job of handling that.
Okay, good. I had a question I had jotted down, Howie, when you were talking that I thought might be of help to someone out there. You had mentioned that leaders listen to the needs of their customers before building their web-to-print solution and try to incorporate these. Can you offer any examples of a customer need that might have come up that they were able to build into their web-to-print solution?
Oh, sure. So there's a number of universities that I've done this at where we've actually surveyed their customers and said specifically, and you have to, it's a little bit of a cumbersome process because you have to try to explain what all the different features are, but you say things like, would you like to be able to order through the system? Would you like to be able to get an estimate through the solution? Would you be interested in being able to, so you list out a number of different features, and when you do that, generally you find some are very high on the list. You get 90, 87, 85% say, yes, I'd like to be able to order. Yes, I'd like to be able to reorder quicker. I'd like to be able to get an estimate quicker. I'd like to be able to submit my jobs without going through, you know, oftentimes you've got to do an FTP site or some other strange way of submitting the order. So when you ask your customers what features they're interested in, it's very easy to quantify, and it doesn't take much time at all. And in the course of just, you know, in 3 days maybe from the time that you create the survey, if you've got a good survey tool that you can use to the time that you get answers, you get very quantifiable. And then of course, you want to follow up. Are there certain, like if you're a university, are there certain schools that you really want to try to get more work from? So then you follow up and you go out and you have focus groups with them. You follow up with the survey information, and you go to the focus groups and you go more in depth into it. Tell me exactly what you'd like to do. And oftentimes it's a unique solution that you create just for one, you know, one part of your company that's very important that you're trying to get more work from.
Thank you. Well, Jim, we had a question. Somebody was interested in seeing what your Web2Print site looks like. I think I probably know the answer, but is there any way for some of the listeners of the webinar to get a look? I don't know if it's a public site.
It's not a public site. It's password protected, and each customer has a login. They could feel free to email me, and I could talk more about it if they wanted to. But as far as seeing it, because it is closed to the outside world as of right now, no, they can't.
Sure. Well, just overall, I mean, do you have any implementation tips for another person who might be just starting out their Web2Print journey? Anything that you struggled with when you were going through this that you might want to point out?
Well, not really. I don't want to make it sound like it's all rosy, but it pretty much was. The only thing I would suggest is to keep an open mind when you're doing it. Obviously, this is different than the way it was done before. Sometimes, even in this place, you hear that phrase, that's not the way we used to do it. But if you have a goal in mind and know how it's going to change your workflow for the better, it helps in the implementation of it. But as far as pitfalls and issues, and not to be a commercial for PTI, but PTI, when I had issues with my templates, I'd email them. They would walk me through it. They'd help me. Same day. I didn't have to wait. So they were real helpful in helping me move forward on my, when I got stumbled up. So.
Okay.
I could take a stab at that. I think one thing you might want to consider is involving the IT people, especially if, security is a big risk, or if the implementation is going to require going from the Web2Print solution into a billing solution, there might be a module there to do that. There might have to be custom programming to do that. So if you can get the IT people involved, if you can get them motivated, if you can get a champion internally that will help you, make it a higher priority, because oftentimes the IT people have a list of 1,000 items of things that they need to do, and you need to get it to the top of that list. But involving the IT people often is an important aspect of a successful implementation.
Yes, I would second that from all that I've heard. Well, we have several questions that we're not going to be able to get to, unfortunately, but what we've done in the past is we've tried to email you an answer between myself and the speaker, so we'll make that effort. But I did want to thank both of you for participating today. And on behalf of Inplant Graphics and our sponsor, PTI Marketing Technologies, I want to thank all of you out there for attending today's webinar. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. And I hope you can join us for the next Inplant Graphics webinar. Have a great day, everyone.